Familiarity reminds me of the pleasures of being lost. As I drive by a crossing guard I've waved at for the last 9 years, I can't remember the name of the street I lived on in Cork, but I think of you. When you went missing in the city, I was scared to walk along the river, afraid I'd find your body at low tide. The news kept playing a surveillance video of you leaving a pub alone that night. I kept looking at your picture and the posters in the shops to know if we ever crossed paths in the street. In a city full of strangers, you became a blue necktie and boyish face I knew. Thank God it wasn't me who found you in that ditch, hidden deep on the other side of the concrete wall. What would I have done? Young American woman abroad finds dead Irish teen. But now I know I would just have been a woman, neither American nor abroad, a young woman staring back at a dead stranger. It's been less than a year, and I've forgotten your name and what your face looked like on the television. I forget the missing posters. That must be why I cried that night in my apartment back in Cork, returning from the pub, where a woman told me, "He'll turn up in the river for sure."